The Dow closed down more than 287 points, wiping out gains for all of 2018. And that's a bunch. It's the Business News Hour for Tuesday, the 19th of June. Thanks for being here. The impact of the recent Fed increase in rates, we'll share that. Oprah makes a list. Which one? We'll tell you. You need a new axe? Fender has a deal. We've finally got some numbers on how hard soybean farmers will be hit. We're talking China and tariffs. The Des Moines Convention and Visitors Bureau is also known as Catch Des Moines. Recently, CEO Greg Edwards has been visiting with metro area city councils, sharing an economic story. He'll share that with you, coming right up. Also, we're going to visit with Stephen King from the Des Moines Art Festival and meet Chris Dahlquist, a Kansas City artist who will not only be at the art festival for the 19th year, but she also teaches artists the business of being in business. Good stuff on the way. Next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The business news is next.
What keeps you up at night? The unknowns of running a business, growing pains, benefit cost increases, whatever's keeping you up, Arion can give you peace of mind when it comes to HR services. Arion helps you navigate the complexities of employment by providing attractive and competitive benefits, handling your payroll, onboarding, compliance, and more. Plus, Arion is local, so you can have face-to-face interaction with your HR experts. Turn business concerns into business success. Visit AUREON.com.
Life moves fast, but you have the power to freeze time with family portraits from Lauren Campbell Photography. How does Lauren work? She'll capture as many images as possible during your photo shoot in her studio in Windsor Heights, your home, or an outdoor location. After each session, she provides you with a web gallery of the best photos, cropped and edited. This usually includes fun and candid photos that really capture the moment. Freeze time with LaurenCampbellPhotography.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tero International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tero. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks so much for clicking through. You want to reach out to us? You can do that on Facebook, of course, or on Twitter. It's at IOB_NewsHour. Let's get into Tuesday's news, shall we? Well, the dive today on Wall Street, all brought about by the trade issues on display, now a global crisis, has wiped out all the gains the Dow has logged so far this year. The Dow closed down 287 points. S&P 500 lost 0.4%, with materials and industrials and tech all falling. The NASDAQ shed nearly 0.3%. Shares of some of the biggest chipmakers fell, given their large exposure to China. Qualcomm and Nvidia both dropped at least 1.5%. On average, semiconductors and semiconductor equipment companies get about 52% of their revenue from China. That, according to a recent report from Morgan Stanley. Ford Motor Company, which also does a large amount of business in China, saw its stock pull back about 2.2%. Meanwhile, Caterpillar and Boeing, considered to be two bellwethers for trade tensions on Wall Street, both dropped at least 3.5%. President Trump has asked the United States Trade Representative to identify $200 billion worth of Chinese goods for additional tariffs at a rate of 10% if, quote, China refuses to change its practices, end quote. And China insists on continuing with the new tariffs it recently declared. I don't know, but yeah, I think we can now call this a trade war, just in case you had some doubts. You know, when the Federal Reserve raised its target range for the benchmark federal funds rate by a quarter of a percentage point last week, it marked the seventh rate hike since December of 2015. And finally, after 30 months of gradual Fed rate hikes, consumers are finally seeing a beneficial impact. Well, sort of. This isn't good news for everyone, especially borrowers who will now have to contend with rising rates on everything from credit cards to auto loans. But if you are a saver, you're in luck. The rate paid to savings crept up to 0.216. That's a level not seen since 2013. And you heard that right. 0.216. Yippee, right? Hey, it was announced today that Oprah Winfrey is the first black female entrepreneur to appear on the Bloomberg Billionaires Index. The list ranks the world's 500 richest people. Winfrey currently stands as the 494th richest person in the world. Winfrey's addition raises the total number of women on the list to 65, with six of those women being entrepreneurs. The media mogul's fortune has increased by $427 million this year due to her partnership with Weight Watchers. Winfrey's other business endeavors includes the ownership of the Oprah Winfrey Show, which ran for 25 years, and the cable network OWN, O-W-N, that's the Oprah Winfrey Network. She recently announced a partnership with Apple in which she will produce original content and programming for the tech company. Congratulations, Oprah Winfrey, the first black female entrepreneur to appear on the Bloomberg Billionaire Index. And by the way, today happens to be Juneteenth. Go ahead, look it up. So if you play guitar, Fender has a deal for you. The company is replacing its biggest selling lineup of guitars as sales tick up. The Hollywood guitar maker is replacing its entry-level standard series of Stratocasters and Telecasters that it's sold for more than 25 years with a new Player series. They're going to be tweaking nearly all of the features. Fender plans to keep making the instruments in Mexico. While the company still builds its priciest guitars in the United States, the Mexican-made instruments sell the most units. But don't worry, Fender is keeping the same basic shapes the guitars have had since the 1950s and 1960s because changes to classic designs can be a problem in the guitar industry. Fender's chief rival, Gibson, installed computerized tuning machines on its instruments back in 2015, and that was a move that did not go over well with players. A drop in sales, along with Gibson's ill-fated purchase of a consumer electronics business, well, that contributed to its bankruptcy filing last month with $500 million in debt. You know, we've been saying this for weeks, and now we've finally got some numbers regarding the tariffs on soybeans. Iowa farmers could lose up to $624 million depending on how long the tariffs are in place and the speed producers can find new markets for those soybeans, which is going to be tough. Soybeans today were down 17 cents to $8.89 a bushel. When we come back, a quick conversation with Greg Edwards. He's the CEO of the Des Moines Convention and Visitors Bureau. We're talking economics of Catch Des Moines. That's coming up next here on the Tuesday edition of the Business News Hour.